Ever since the 9/11 attacks, U.S. intelligence agencies have been trying to find agents who speak critical languages like Arabic or Farsi. They launched a $1.5 million recruiting campaign that seems to have paid off. The newest class of would-be FBI agents is described as the Bureau's most language-diverse ever. NPR's FBI correspondent Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Four of the FBI's newest recruits are sitting in a steel-reinforced police car with crash helmets on. They are listening to Supervisory Special Agent Lee Wetzel, who is teaching them how to drive like they do in cop shows.
Again, the hardest part about this is being able to keep that speed under control.
Wetzel accelerates and begins weaving the car through a series of orange cones spaced 17 feet apart. The recruits instinctively reach for the steel bars, reinforcing the inside of the car.
At the risk of throwing you around too much, you can see that the car is still under control, despite the fact that I've got a pretty good speed going through there.
Wetzel pulls the car over, turns around, and asks for volunteers. The recruits are still clutching the metal bars around them. This might all seem like part of a very ordinary day at the FBI Training Center in Quantico, Virginia. And in some ways it is. But there's one important difference. The men and women sitting in these cars, in their matching navy blue shirts and khaki pants, are what the FBI calls language hires. They are first or second generation Americans who speak languages like Arabic or Chinese or Russian.
Last December, decided we needed to dedicate even more emphasis not only on recruiting, but on tracking the language candidates.
That's Gwen Hubbard of the FBI. She's been one of the forces behind the language recruitment effort. With over 70,000 job applications pouring into the Bureau a year, Hubbard said language applicants tended to get lost in the shuffle. So the FBI created a different track to get them through the hiring process faster.
These particular candidates were on what we call our critical hire special agent list, which means they have these special skills. We need them in like yesterday. Let's do everything we can to get these individuals through the process as soon as we can.
Hubbard says there are about 300 candidates on that language critical hire list at any one time. Islam is standing among a group of recruits awaiting their turn behind the wheel of the FBI practice car. The FBI asks that only the first name of the recruits be used to protect their identities. Islam is 27 and grew up, mostly, in Detroit, Michigan. He moved to the U.S. from Cairo, Egypt, when he was 12 years old. He speaks fluent Arabic, and he says he's always had an eye on an FBI career.
Other than being a dream of mine as a little kid, of course, after, obviously, September 11, I feel like I have some assets as far as the language skills. I can definitely give back to the country, which has been very good to me and my family.
Carl is 36, blonde, and freckled. He grew up in Las Vegas and then went to Brigham Young University, where he majored in Mandarin Chinese. After school, he was a Chinese language tour guide at the Grand Canyon and then worked at a technology company. Then he signed on to the FBI.
You know, I really thought it would be a great opportunity for me to utilize the Chinese skills that I had, and I've always had a strong feeling that I wanted to do something, to combat the evils that are in the world, and the FBI would provide that opportunity for me.
Victoria is 27, and she speaks Russian. She came to the States from Russia to attend graduate school at University of Buffalo. She said she's always considered law enforcement as a career, but after September 11th, she felt that the FBI was the best fit. She says that she wants to fight terrorism, and then she giggles and admits to another reason for joining the FBI.
Well, of course, everyone thinks it's cool. It is cool, yeah.
As proud as the FBI is of this class, they have even more to look forward to next month. On August 5th, they begin training a new class. It has 18 new language hires. Their hiring goal for the year is 51, and they're almost there. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.